Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when we need him?
All right, here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. I had no idea when I changed the time slot so long ago how much a doctor could wreak havoc on my schedule. But this is just me musing out loud. Joining me now from his beleaguered part of the world, in Lake Charles, Louisiana, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I saw where some dam gave way. Were you in the pathway of that as well?
Oh, I haven't seen that. I've been, I'm still cutting out walls and tearing out sheetrock, vacuuming up debris, spraying mold stop. Unless it flooded me, I wouldn't have noticed. Bill, I didn't know about that. Do you know what part of Louisiana that was in?
No. Every time I see something happen in Louisiana, I was like, is it happening where Rob lives again? How many times have you had to repair your home this year?
Oh, this year, just one. Within just the one. Last year, this is the third time. Two third hurricanes, time. A freeze, and now a flood.
So your house ought to be in pretty good shape.
By the time I'm done, yes. Right.
Completely
now,
rebuilt.
Yeah, right. But there is some good news in Louisiana. Did Dean talk about that last Friday?
It's been a while since nobody was here on Friday. We were just doing reruns because I was too busy dealing with doctor stuff. Breaking the story. Break it.
Thank you, Dean Weingarten, because he noticed this. It's my own backyard. Both the Louisiana House and the Louisiana Senate have now passed constitutional carry by veto-proof majorities and sent that bill on to the governor. The governor's a Democrat. The governor said he would veto it. We'll see if, facing those veto-proof majorities, he will. And we'll see if then the legislators follow through and override the governor's veto. We may see something very similar to this play out in Texas, although there Governor Abbott has said he is eager to sign constitutional carry. So we'll see what happens.
Indeed. We just got open carry here in South Carolina.
I saw that. That was so good.
Yeah.
Now, in Texas, I read that their conference committee just approved the new modified bill, but now both houses have to sign on. And will rhinos say, well, that old bill was really what I wanted. I don't like the couch with the new ones on, you know, and clear the deal so that they can try and raise money and pretend that they supported gun owners during their next election.
Yep. You sounds like you got the same kind of problems we have here in South Carolina with the guys who like to pretend that they're conservative, but they're really not.
Yes, and it's so sad. One thing, did you see this one? And this just infuriated me. It was a state employee review commission who reinstated two people in Florida. In particular, the two law enforcement officers who did not move toward the sound of gunfire during the Parkland shooting in this school. Did you see that?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Okay. Did you cover it? Did you?
No, we're very much this. Think of where we are right now as a ski resort with 20 feet of snow on the ground, and nobody's been around to put footprints in it. We are in uncharted territory.
I knew
every topic.
So the state investigative committee found that because the law enforcement officer was off duty when the shots were fired in the school, he had no duty to advance. For the other law enforcement officer, we have video of him running the other way as he then slowly puts on his bulletproof vest and body camera when he's already heard five or six shots in the school at Broward County. And what that tells me is the people who said, just call the police, were lying to us. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, we are the first responders. What we found out a long time ago, and should have known if we'd been paying attention, was that mass murder is a come-as-you-are event. Whatever you have with you when it starts is what you will have with you to stop the attack and keep the wounded alive for the hour that it will take for EMTs, well, first for law enforcement to arrive, for law enforcement to declare the scene safe, for EMTs to move behind them and finally try and keep the injured alive. Again, we learned that in schools. Where we also saw it was in the, I think, Miami, Florida airport, where a crazy guy arrives by air, grabs a gun out of his luggage, shoots at anybody, but the police made this giant cordon around the entire airport. Look, are you trying to keep the criminal contained, or are you trying to stop the people getting murdered? They were taking a criminological approach. We're just going to contain the event. Meanwhile, people were getting killed.
Right.
There, people said, okay, I don't forget what happened to the murderer. This person was wounded. He's not in the direct line of fire. People were grabbing office chairs. You're wounded. I'm rolling you through the terminal and out into the arms of the police who are waiting, saying, hey, now that I've brought the wounded to you, would you finally take care of him? So that's how it's going to roll. And I remember at Sandy Hook, the police did a phenomenal job. They were there in minutes. They didn't identify that the shooter had already murdered him, committed suicide for another 15 or 20, and they didn't declare the scene safe and get EMTs to treat the wounded. Again, I think for 42 minutes, so it is up to us.
That's a long time. That's a long time to wait. That's a long time if you're bleeding or hiding.
Yes. And as Michael Bain says, cover and concealment are temporary. So, okay, you're hiding. What are you going to do here? And if not, okay, get your wits about you and keep going farther away. And if not, develop a plan to attack it. If you're trapped, hiding in one place eventually means you get caught.
Right.
Because he's got all the time in the world. We, unfortunately, I think, saw that again at the attack at the supermarket in Boulder. What the police came, they met armed resistance, they gunned up, they armored up, and anybody who was wounded in the store sat there and went out. We'll talk about that more. I noticed we don't have that much time. Safari Club International went.
I tell you what, before you start that, tell everybody how to find you because we're going to run out of time before. We'll just put that out there. How?
Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Polite Society podcast. I get to participate in both of those. My blog goes up at Slowfax blog when I get a computer that's dry again. From there, the writing's picked up by Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo-Man.
And when there's electricity, he gets to join me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. he's getting ready to talk about the Sierra Club, about something with them, and I honestly don't know what it's about. So you are about to say, sir.
You're very almost right. It was the Center for Biodiversity, and I think this took place in Arizona. They said, you know, if I just leave lead contaminants around an industrial site, that's against the EPA laws. And that's what hunters are doing in the forests when they shoot wild animals and take them home and put them on the table. And some judge went for it. And Safari Club International said, are you out of your mind? And if you doubt that, the current phrase I believe is text, tradition, and history. That's not what hunting is about at all. We don't dispense toxic chemicals. We harvest wild game, some of the least contaminated meat you can find in the environment, and we bring it home and we eat it. And finally, a judge said, yeah, you know, you're right. Now, it was an appellate court. It wasn't at the district court. Unfortunately, this isn't in the 9th Judicial District, so, yeah, the 9th Circuit Court. So crazy California and its judges may get a ruling on this yet. But we do owe a tip of the hat and a thank you to Safari Club International, who brought the suit.
Good deal. Good deal.
Well, it is. Because, you know, here's part of my fear. If we impose enough crazy regulations on hunters, we will concede outdoors to the gun grabbers. And I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, not only that, but I mean, like, if you look in, in New York, I believe it was the Hamptons, where mm-hmm. they didn't allow hunting, so they were overrun by deer. Hunting is actually good for the entire area as far as culling down things and everything else. Whoever's in charge of conversation is pretty good at the numbers game because they seem to do a really good job with it as long as hunting is allowed to be an activity.
Well, something needs to be the predator on deer. And if it's not hunters, it can become wolves. That's what it was originally. I go, good, so you want wolves in your... You will end up with deer in your yard, followed by wolves and coyotes. Take your pick. Do you want to hunt them with a bow and arrow? Do you want them on your lawn? Do you want them on your car windshield? Or do you want the deer and coyote chasing them through your suburbs? Because something, food supplies will go in balance one way or another. Speaking of out of balance, this was in New York, Rochester, New York in particular. The mayor, virulently anti-gun. Well, then police raided her home, found illicit drugs, an illegal firearm, and an AR. Oh, her husband appears to have a drug problem. And then she goes, what, this is just a political ploy to keep me from getting reelected. Well, honey, you voted for, you had been a radical supporter of anti-gun laws for years. It's sad, really. It sounds like a family coming apart. It also sounds like an elected politician who thought the laws were for the little people. That, too, is tragic because she has more lawyers than I do. And I would hate to be an honest citizen in that town who has to live with the laws that she thinks she's above.
Yeah. That above the law mindset. I always loved that one. That always cracks me up.
Cracks you up. Bad pun. We have another one, which I don't... This story is still unclear. It's still so breaking. Now, this week I picked up out of Breaking Arms. Do you remember the mayor out of Pittsburgh, Bill Peduto? And he had actually started his own anti-gun campaign. Here, we're going to make Pittsburgh gun-free. Well, he'll disarm the honest citizens. And then he got sued, and they said, by the way, there's preemption in Pennsylvania. You don't get to make your own laws, mayor. Well, he lost the primary election to another Democrat. His replacement is not pro-gun. We're not sure how anti-gun he is. But it is nice to know that someone who went way out on a limb to disarm the honest citizens of Pittsburgh will no longer be in office. You know, again, he is the devil we know. We're about to find out how bad the new mayor will be.
I think most people, in most cases, would just like to have somebody almost neutral in place. And, like, you know, they don't want to see a bunch of new laws. They don't want to see any new restrictions. At the same time, they don't expect anything left or right. Right down the middle is pretty good for them. So it doesn't surprise me he got displaced. But it'll be interesting to see what they get.
Well, and what I wonder is this, have we reached peak woke? Did he go too far, or is he a brand that's now overstayed his shelf date? I hope we're swinging back toward something a little more sane. This next story, AWR Hopkins picked up on this out of Breitbart. We had great gains in Montana where we said, hey, you can carry. You can carry. Before you used to be able to carry, except in a few cities, no. You can carry everywhere. And you can also conceal carry in our colleges. They are not a separate country. We control them. They obey our laws. Well, it turns out that the Montana Board of Regents said, we have some discretionary income. We're going to use it to pay lawyers. We're going to use state funds to sue the state legislature to try and prove their law didn't mean what it said so that we can disarm people on our campuses. This should be really, really interesting.
He should be. We'll see. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Disorder Society podcast. My blog's at Slow Facts. That, from there, the writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I also get to do the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. And once a week, if I'm above water, I get to talk to Dylan and Ninja.
Above water and with electricity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is headed to the Middle East to follow up on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The White House says Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's visit will underscore America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He'll also focus on the Biden administration's effort to rebuild ties with the Palestinian people. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill looking at voter ID laws across the United States. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield opening the virtual hearing by saying some of the voter ID laws disproportionately burden minority voters. Wisconsin Republican Brian Steele calls Butterfield's arguments a false narrative.
We find ways to work to ensure elections are free, fair, and secure.
Steele also stressing that voter ID makes it easier to vote and hard to cheat. and you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is advising vulnerable regions to get ready for hurricane season, which officially starts on June 1st.
My administration is going to bring every resource to bear, every time to help American people weather emergencies.
Visiting FEMA headquarters in D.C., Biden also warns about the expected wildfires in the West. Biden noting these extreme weather events and natural disasters don't care about political affiliation.
Not about red states and blue states. You all know that. It's about having people's backs in the toughest moments that they face.
Peloton is building its first factory in the United States. The $400 million factory will be located just outside of Toledo in Troy Township, Ohio. Peloton expects to break ground later this summer on the project, which should bring more than 2,000 jobs to the area. The factory should be up and running by 2023. This comes after Peloton recalled both of its treadmill machines earlier this month. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. And I want to ask you a question. With all of the weather interruptions that you've had to endure in the last 365, 730 days, has it ever gotten to a point to where you were saying to yourself, now there's some spooky stuff going on out here, and I wonder where the cops are? When the power's out, when the services are down, when the roads are blocked, have you run into that at all in Louisiana?
There have been times where I absolutely knew the police could not get there, where it takes you a half hour to do what would normally be a few-minute drive because power lines are down, where you're on your own. And as expected, many of the police that I knew were at home taking care of their own families because their place was destroyed as well. And what often they will do, the people on shift plus an expanded shift will hunker down in the police station, get off the roads just to be there and in good shape when the storm stops. Later, we had police from all over the state on our streets because we needed them. Our guys were just so damaged, just like we were.
Right.
Which was an excellent time, by the way, to open carry. I would seldom do that. It's not a tactical advantage. There, I thought it was a really
demonstrative.
Yeah, it was demonstrative. there are levels of force, and it's saying civilization is still here. Open carry is what honest people do. We can argue that it's a tactical disadvantage, and I'd agree to that. But in that case, I thought, I think my neighbors want to be reassured, so that's the way I went.
I don't know that I would call it a tactical disadvantage. I mean, it certainly has its place. And if you get out there and you demonstrate, well, if you come this way, you're probably going to meet resistance. If your whole thing is that you're up to no good, you're actually saving yourself some trouble. So I know
it's deterrence right up until it's not, right?
Right.
So you do what you, it's a judgment call, and as you said, you know, no one tactic works all the time.
No. Doesn't even no one tactic works twice in a row?
For that matter. Now, here's something. A friend of mine, a wonderful guy, Marine, tells me that, Rob, tactics beat fast hands all back and gone. And I want to go back to this story, and it was in Fort Smith, Arkansas. This young, crazy kid, his name was Zach. You know what? I'm not going to mention his name. He goes outside his apartment complex with an AK and says, "Everybody, get out of your apartment!" And he starts shooting at the people that do. And he chases some of them out. Well, he thought, I've got all these people trapped in their apartment. And if they stick their head out, I can play whack-a-mole and go in after them. Well, he's also facing a lot of people who are in concealment. They have lots of views of him, and he can't see them. One of the people in the apartment complex was an 87-year-old man, still had a hunting rifle. He sees this crazy kid shoot at his neighbors. He sees him shooting into the apartment building, and this 87-year-old man stops the threat with a hunting rifle.
Yep.
Pop, and we're done. When you think of it tactically, the last place you want to be is, if you will, facing a bunch of cubbyholes, a bunch of hiding positions, and I'm going to do the monkey dance out in front of them and show how big and tough I am, shooting at people that I can't see. Okay. Thank goodness this man was armed. Now, a hunting rifle. You could call that a sniper weapon. You could call it an assault rifle. What it was a self-defense tool that let an 87-year-old man stop a crazy person with a rifle. Boy, if we disarm the good guys, we're going to have more violence, not less.
Yeah.
When you're on WORD, do you get feedback from your listeners that sounds like that?
I don't get any defensive gun uses for the most part. I do get some things relayed to me via the text line, but most people don't want to really talk about that.
Okay.
For the reasons you know. I mean, you know, it's the same reasons that nobody wants to talk about that sometimes, simply because of trying to avoid trouble.
I was trying to bring up a website that I wanted to talk about, and the video started playing. It's just one of the ads, so we'll have to jump to this one. Maybe I'll be able to get those others up after the break. Again, this story was another DGU I wanted to cover. This was down in Florida. It's a couple weeks old. Didn't break over the weekend. There was a domestic violence situation previously, and the woman said, "Look, the kids and I are staying here. The dad has to leave. We're putting in a restraining order." Well, in the afternoon, he comes over and kicks in the door, grabs a knife, goes after mom. Mom retreats to a back bedroom. Dad is furious. He's threatening to kill. He comes through the door. Mom has to take the shot. Has to kill her children's husband, who was because she was about to be killed. Wow. And people that go, well, you know, we'd have stopped that if what? If we disarmed mom for a year so that it took her that long to get a permit to buy a gun? If we said she can't have the firearm with her all the time? There are states where had she merely, you know, moved the sprinklers around out front, she would have been breaking the law. She would have had to disarm herself. So guns save lives all across the country where they are allowed to. This was in Florida. And there, the stand, we even have something called stand your ground. That means if somebody breaks into your home, they're assumed to be there to do you harm.
Right.
That nominally doesn't apply because she has a restraining order. This guy shouted threats. It wasn't speculative. He was a known threat. He had a knife. He verbally threatened her. The intent was clear. This wasn't a stranger breaking in. Although, stand your ground would make it easier to say, hey, even if it were a stranger, I would have the right of defense because she pulled that piece of paper. Now, restraining orders will not stop a threat, but they will make it easier if you have to defend yourself to prove that there was this history. This man was a known threat in court. It's a piece of evidence that adds to the total situation thing. Yeah, you know, if he came with you with a knife, it wasn't because you asked him for one because you're going to pare an apple. It's more likely, given the threats that he verbalized. Yeah, we're back at it. More when we come back.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM. With little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
As the home of the binary trigger, Salus line, the militia line, Providence Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse.
Bill, it's driving me a little crazy, this the fact that we have such a virtuous gun-owning population and the news media won't tell their story. Thank goodness you do. Can I bring up some examples?
Absolutely.
Okay, now this one was about 8 days ago. It's really a domestic violence situation that plays out in such a strange way. It happens at an abortion clinic. Sounds strange. Okay, you have to paint this as a couple arguing. She's headed to an abortion clinic. We're not sure about all the details between the couple. She and her antagonist, the antagonist hides in her trunk. When she stops the car, he pulls the inside handle, gets out. She's walking into the abortion clinic. When she's in front of the building, he starts shooting at her. Sounds like a nightmare, no matter how you play it out. Fortunately, he misses. Fortunately, there were abortion protesters out in front of the clinic. Fortunately, those people retained their right to go armed in public. Fortunately, one of the protesters had his Texas concealed carry permit. Perhaps soon constitutional carry would be enough. And he sees a guy shooting at him and his friends. He can't, you know, the woman's walking behind, but incoming rounds all look the same. And he shoots back at the attacker. Fortunately, the attacker drops his gun and runs away. Wow. At least murder was prevented. Perhaps even mass murder. Because once the first murder is expensive. The others are, as someone said, almost free. So, wow. What an unusual story. If you saw that as a drama, you'd say, no, that's too many coincidences stacked on end to be a credible drama. But really, lives were saved because some guy said, nah, we're protesting. Why would we possibly need a fire?
Well, that's the thing, though. That's the question everybody asks, isn't it? I'm just going to go get some bananas. Why do I need a firearm? I'm just protesting. Why do I need a firearm? The unfortunate, and you made another good point, too, about the non-discriminatory nature of rounds coming your way.
Right.
When I see a lot of these people out there that talk about, well, I carry this and I only carry that and I don't do this and I don't plan for that, I really think they're sort of giving themselves a short shrift. Simply because a lot of people seem to train or aim their goals at the lowest common denominator.
Right.
And to that end, I mean, are you still carrying a Glock 19?
Yes.
So, I mean, right there, he carries a gun that people carry into battle. People carry this on law enforcement. You know, law enforcement carries this gun. This is a presentable fighting gun. It's not a micro gun. It's not a gigantic gun. Small enough to hide, big enough to fight with. Perfect package. A lot of people, though, don't find that to be perfect, do they?
Right.
They want something smaller.
No.
And then they ask those questions. And that's where I think, you know, when somebody asks, when they start asking questions, well, you know, I'm only going to be doing this, so do I need that? It just makes me wonder if they understand the
chaotic nature of the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when something like that happens, nobody's planning for that.
Right.
Cops don't plan for that.
Do you remember the story? A guy standing in line to get in. I think it's a restaurant, and somebody comes up and starts shooting at the people in line. Turns out it's a love triangle. The intended targets just happen to be standing right next to a guy who's carrying. He can't tell that the crazy person isn't shooting at him. He effectively is. So we provide deterrence even for the unarmed when we go.
Yeah, that.
Because you never know who you're going to be standing next. You may be the least likely to be attacked person on the planet. Who are you standing next to?
Most people would not be paying attention to that.
Well, in some sense, you and I don't. Well, you and I try not to go to dangerous places at dangerous times and be with, well, if they're dangerous people, they're the guys I'm standing next to because there aren't. But, we just have a few. I want to talk about this one because this plucked at my heart. Almost a similar story. A Jewish family's walking home after church, and these bunch of young men drive past them and start giving them a really bad time, calling them all kinds of names, free Palestine, die Jew, blank you Jew, go rape your wife, just horrible things. And the dad tries to get between him and his family, and then a guy just driving past says, oh my, I see what's going on. He stops his car, and he's armed, and he gets with the dad between these thugs and the family and presents. And all of a sudden, the complexion of the antagonism changes immediately, and the attackers go away right now. Awesome. An armed society is a polite society because threats could be taken seriously and addressed with lethal force.
Yep.
Rape is considered a violent crime. You don't get to throw those threats at a family if the person's armed. You're asking to be killed. Now, I guess part of me wonders, Jews have, you know, a couple thousand years of being oppressed. Why don't more of them carry? I think the Orthodox Jews are taking now, we're seeing a shift, taking a more favorable look at armed defense. But come on, I know you're smart. Learn from history. Come on over to our side. We're here to help. Have you had inquiries amongst your friends like that?
No, not really. Here of late, to be honest with you, I've been so closed off in my own little world that, for all I know, we're not even in the same orbit that we were in before all this started on me. So I'm still trying to catch up to that. Today was the day one, so I'm just trying to catch up to everything. But
Bill, this is why what you do is so wildly valuable to the rest of us. Those stories happen thousands of times a day, tens of thousands of times a week, and the mainstream media won't tell us. We end up with this strange perception that mass murder is common and self-defense is rare, where the reverse is the truth. We highlight the costs and ignore the benefits of an armed society and an armed citizenry. Thank you for letting me on. I'll tell that story with you every chance I get. Again, my house is now gutted. It's going to take a couple weeks to put it back. Things may get worse, Bill, before they get better, in the sense that everything I own may get put in a box, and I'll just have to listen to you on podcasts for a while.
Or you could move to the southeast.
I could move to the southeast. You have room for me. Thank you, Bill.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me. Godspeed with putting everything back together.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.